2026 Elantras start at just $22,995 at Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway and online at ChrisCraneHyundai.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger. Let's do it.
All right, it's 9:06 on this Wednesday hump day, May 13th. If you missed Ryan Silverfield's conversation, it'll be posted a little bit later. He'll be at the Rail Yard today at 6 o'clock. Go out there and gives you a chance to meet the coach. $16 a ticket. You go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com. Get a chance to shake his hand here and do some Q&A. Ask him a question. Tusk is going to be there, the cheerleaders. And so this is a chance you're going to take your kids down there. Roger, I think you'd agree, he was super nice. Justin's had a chance to, you know, visit with him on the bus, and he's saying all the right things. And
I agree.
And I think, you know, reading between the lines, you can tell he knows he's still probably outnumbered. His depth is better. They're going to play hard. Oh, yeah. But I think you heard him say, you know, we're competing against somebody who's trying to pay $1 million more than we're paying and whatever. So,
well, he said it. You give me $100, yeah. I'll give you $100 player.
That's right. And I thought that was pretty frank. Anyway, if you want to hear that interview, check it out online. We'll visit with Joe Nichols here in just a second. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Thanks again to Joe Klein at Corky's for hosting our deserving dozen yesterday. Malvern and Steve Qualls as well at Design Lab for the shirts, and Greg Hatcher for the Twin City Limo. We'll do that with Benton on Friday. Also, Roger, don't forget, we're going to be starting here in the next few days. We're going to be giving you an email address called morningmayhem@1037thebuzz.com. If you're a young person, your kid achieved something great with his team, as a team. Y'all won a championship. Now, I'm not talking about some, you know, weekend deal that you normally play in the league play. But if they're doing something, exceptional, we want to give them a champion salute at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, throughout the week. Whenever we get those, we want to give them some love. Sort of like, the old birthday wishes that Bob Robbins used to do, but we're going to do it to salute young kids that are doing good things. And, Justin, I know you got your daughter getting ready to play in the state championship over in Palestine Week. I know you're excited about that, and so this is a great time. But we just want to celebrate the young people that are doing great things. And I know the high school, and we're not talking about high school because high school's covered. You know, we'll mention the high school most of the time, but if they're doing other youth events, you know, it doesn't matter what the sport is. If they've done something exceptional, we want to make sure and recognize them. All right, Raj, let's bring in our man Joe Nichols.
Bring it on in on the Bring It On In.
It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas.
You've already been here.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols. Brought to you by
Open for sponsorship.
Car dealerships.
Yeah, that's okay, Roger. And then I think by now it's probably about ready to get to the end.
.com.
There you go.
Smile and I'm somewhere.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Yeah, we did want to thank D3 Auto Sales for their sponsorship. Now it's somebody else gets the opportunity to be a sponsor for Joe. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. But call the front desk if you, and I'll talk to a salesperson if you want to sponsor Joe.
Yes.
And Joe, we just had Ryan Silverfield on. He was excellent. He's coming down to speak here in Little Rock and said all the right things. And Justin, we really hadn't had a chance, you know, to let you say anything. But I've been impressed with the guy. He's always, you know, saying the right things. And that's all you can do at this point, you know?
Yeah, I have too. Seems like a great guy. I like his approach to what he's doing, and I'm cautiously optimistic.
Joe, have you had a chance to meet him yet?
No, I have not. But like Justin, man, I'm positive. I'm optimistic, cautiously, like we all are as Hawk fans. But saying all the right things, stuff you want to hear.
Yeah, so get down and see him today at the Rail Yard if you want to. Now, Joe, I will take the blame, Roger, for keeping up Justin the other night. I was texting back and forth because I stumbled on social media about 12 o'clock the other night of Joe Nichols with Justin Moore on stage and the song they were singing. I thought, man, that sounds amazing. So I sent it to Justin, sent it to you too, Roger, and Justin goes, you were there. They're like, what? I was there. I don't remember. I don't remember it sounding. But this is the clip, Roger. Go ahead and play it.
I hear you on radio. I sure did like your sound.
Woo!
It's good, man.
Say it's good to know there's still a few old country boys around.
Live audience.
From the smoke. It's hard to tell what's coming down the line. Heard you were a fast train.
Woo!
Coming out of Caroline. Wonder what you were hauling when you rode.
That was outstanding,
yeah,
boys.
Good stuff.
I didn't get to hear it.
That was the George Jones tribute concert in Alabama.
Yeah. I think it was after that song they brought up Randy Travis with you guys. But I didn't. Our vantage
point. It was during that song.
It was during that song.
Wow.
That's what that was. Yeah, I didn't get to hear the song like that.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't. When we were in the audience, it didn't sound. We couldn't hear it clear. But man, Joe, that was you and Justin. Man, that was a killer.
Yeah, it really.
Well done.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I think we ought to do more of those. That was a fun day, I should say.
Joe, man, that was special to bring on
Randy Travis.
Yeah. That was special, man.
Yeah. John Mark right now can't even stand up. Thank you, John Mark. I'm with you.
You know, I was going to say, Joe, that one of the things I've noticed on social media, and it's Zach Topp, who's I'm seeing the most of, I've seen you do it a lot, is that a lot of folks are covering songs, and they know they can just cover them for 30 seconds or 60 seconds and push them out on social media, and the thing catches fire. And, man, you don't have to sing it at your concert, but, you know, audiences get a chance to hear it and fall in love with you and do those kind of things. Has that been sort of your strategy, or is that just naturally when you do your social media, those things have been going out?
Well, kind of a mixture of everything, really. I'll do warm-ups with old covers. You know, on the bus, we do a lot of acoustic stuff, just kicking around, just making sure we're in shape. And then, you know, every now and then my tour manager or somebody will record some of that stuff, and they'll throw it out on socials, about 20 or 30 seconds, like you said. And next thing you know, it's got a lot of views, and, you know, people are digging into our music, and it brings up streams and brings up, you know, engagement on social media. So it's kind of a strategy, but, you know, that's what they're strategizing. I'm just getting ready for the show most of the time. But it works out great.
I was going to ask the two country artists on the station right now, Joe Nichols and Justin Moore. When you're not playing music, how much do you listen to music?
I never do.
Never? Okay.
Well, I literally always
listen to the buzz.
Thank you, Justin.
I'm not making a good answer, Justin.
There you go. Go ahead, Joe. Yes, yeah, good answer.
Yeah.
We like that.
I don't listen to current country radio at all because I can't listen to one thing. There's many reasons I can't listen to current country radio. when we do have singles that are, you know, going up the chart, it's good to kind of keep an eye on what other people are doing and kind of what's working, what's not working. But I will say that I do watch old footage of live performances. I love watching old live performances before all the gadgets and you know, the all the corrections that we can do and the gimmicks and stuff, because those old performances on that old gear were just they had to be good. The sound guy had to be really good.
Yeah.
The players had to be really good. The singers had to be really good. And so I always look for old performances that I haven't seen before and see, you know, magic moments. I've been on lately, Joe Cocker, the Mad Dogs and Englishmen, old videos, A Little Help with My Friends, all those guys, all those songs, those guys.
Joe, we're out with Rally Green right now. We've been playing that song.
Oh, yeah? Little Help with My Friends?
Yeah.
Great song. It's fun.
That's awesome. Heck yeah. I get into that stuff, man. I got I got 60s and 70s performances on my YouTube queue that are like a mile long. So I don't listen to anything current, but I do listen to old stuff. I especially watch old performances, live performances.
I do think, again, I know nothing about country music. I'm just a marketing guy. I do think there's value in doing that because it shows off your vocal strengths. I mean, that song alone, the song you just covered there.
Well, here's what I would. I understand what you're saying, yeah. But I will say, like, you can show off your vocal strengths with country music as well.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm talking about any cover. It's just like the country music.
I'm talking about no covers. Your own song.
Yeah, like, I know that. But
Joe sings the crap out of his songs, and it shows his range. I would like to feel like I do the same.
Well, they do.
Well, Justin, I think what Baz is saying is if you cover one of these songs, maybe somebody that would have never heard your music come upon it because they were searching for said song.
Right, yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
I agree with that. But I don't think it's about range.
No,
I think it's about... Because, like, my songs, personally, the way that I write them, they're incredibly rangy. For example, Baz, you always reference
Home Sweet Home.
Home Sweet Home.
That's right. Yep.
Well, Small Town USA, there's a much higher note in that song than Small Town Home Sweet Home.
I
don't know that you recognize that.
Yeah, I probably don't.
I don't mean that bad. I'm just trying to be honest.
I think what it is, Justin, I think we hear you sing your songs, and we hear Joe sings his songs, and so we're comfortable hearing those, and all of a sudden we hear a song that you don't, like the one we played today, and all of a sudden, wow, that's a different sound, it's a different song.
Right, but what I'm saying is, and it really don't even matter, but what I'm saying is, like, I sing higher on my own song than Home Sweet Home.
Yeah, and I've heard Small Town USA maybe 100 times, and maybe that's it. Maybe when you hear it, you've heard the same song a lot. Maybe you don't appreciate that high note is when you hear it with or when you sing.
Yeah,
what's that cover Justin sings that I like, the Mexico song? Yeah, but maybe because I've heard I hear your music enough to when I hear you
Eddie
sing
Raven.
Yeah, when I hear you singing something different.
Oh yeah, song is super easy to sing.
Yeah,
high note.
Yeah, it's not even a high note issue. It's just, I think, being able to flex with other music too. I think it's just.
I don't know. Maybe I'm an
Elvis guy too. I'm used to Elvis singing and covering 1,000 different songs,
and Elvis is.
Stop it! Stop it!
I'm not even gonna
stop it! Stop it! Today, Joe, is the birthday of Stevie Wonder. Justin's not a fan of
one of the all-time greats.
We talked about that last week. Hey, forget that. But hey, Razorbacks play this week. Obviously, the ladies play at 4:30 against Fordham. I think this is the best chance they have. I think of getting to Oklahoma City. I think if they win their regional, I think they get Nebraska or Washington at home. I think in the Super, if I'm not mistaken. And again, as long as it's not, I think who was it that beat us last time in the Super? No, Texas. You know, we stay away from some of those. Well, maybe Oregon.
Or Texas, maybe. It's one of the two.
Yeah, I'm keeping my fingers crossed they take care of business this weekend at Bogle. And then, of course, the Razorbacks need to go to Kentucky and win that series. And listen, if you guys saw it yesterday, they dropped to 14 in the coaches' poll and 10 in Baseball America poll. So there's still some respect out there for this program. If they go take care of business this week, I think they still got a shot. Maybe winning one game in the tournament, maybe two, and getting them a regional.
Yeah. Good outside shot, but yeah, they got a small shot.
You sound less optimistic than I do. You're usually more optimistic than me.
It's been an up and down year. It's just hard to predict anything with the team, you know. But they do appear to be playing way better than they were, you know, when they were losing those midweek games. I don't know, man. I feel like, well, we've talked about it before, but since Ole Miss went on that run a few years ago, I never count anybody out that's got talent. And for sure, we got talent, and we got the greatest college baseball coach, in my opinion, in the game. So I don't know. Anything can happen. You're right. We just need a little bit of luck and take care of business, and then all of a sudden we're looking at another trip. So to Omaha, that is. So I'm hopeful.
But I'm cautiously hopeful, as y'all talked about earlier.
The other interesting thing, you've got the NBA Combine going on now, which, you know, there used to not be a Combine. If they did, they didn't push it out, these numbers, these measurements. And Darius Acuff Jr., he got a lot of love this week because he was 6'3 in shoes, 6'2 flat-footed. I guess maybe some people thought he wasn't that tall. And, of course, the other thing, Joe, is keeping our fingers crossed. I mean, the odds are against it, but Memphis is that third.
And he had a plus-5 wingspan.
Yeah, I wasn't sure on the wingspan.
Yeah, 6'7 wingspan. So
that's a good. Yeah. That's a really good thing. I saw where
it'd be 6'3 in shoes.
I saw where Brazil had like a 7'3 or something wingspan at 6'9, which is crazy. But if we were living right, we could get Acuff over to Memphis. But Christian, you believe there's no way no way that's going to happen.
I don't think
at three.
Happen. No.
Okay.
I don't think he goes four either.
Where you think, Justin? Where?
Brooklyn.
Yeah,
Brooklyn's a good guy. Yeah, he's going to go either the Brooklyn or Sacramento.
Is that fifth or sixth? Is that what that is?
Yeah, six or seven.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Six, seven. Yeah.
And then the other Razorbacks participating in that, Christian, you know, I don't know what the measurements were with Billy and...
I saw some of them. Let me get it pulled up. I have.
I will say, and I don't know if you agree with me, Christian, but I will say I think Memphis should... get him and deal.
I think Morant's on the table, but
he's on the table.
It's hard to pass on Cam Boozer. You know, he's probably going to be at three.
I don't think Cam Boozer's going to be a great pro. Personally,
I don't either.
I think he's going to be okay.
What's that, Christian?
I don't.
I think he'll make All Star teams.
Okay,
and I don't think he will.
What about the other Razorbacks? Christian,
I think he'll be like a 10-12 guy, something like that.
Yeah. Billy Richmond, he measured in at about 6'6 without shoes and 6'8 wingspan. He also had a 41-inch vert, so that's nice. All right, Brazil had a 41.5-inch vert.
Wow, it's 6'9 or 6'10. What is it? What's his measurement? 6'9, 6'10?
6'10.
Which there's a way that. In the combine, people game the system a little bit with vertical, where they won't extend their arms all the way during wingspan testing, and then they make it makes it seem like they're jumping
very
higher
nice.
Than what
smart,
they are.
Smart move. Yeah, the of course, you know, to me, it's so funny. You know, these basketball scouts and teams, they've got film. They've got film all year. I mean, do we look at
it's,
we,
yeah, it's the measurements? Measurements matter.
I mean, is that what matters?
Yeah,
is it the measurements? Is that
that's really the only thing that matters at the combine.
No. What I'm saying is, does the combine matter? What I watch on film for the last year, which is more important? You see what the player can do for a year on film. Is it more important than, because almost like football? It's like I don't want to hear you wearing 4 or 5. Tell me you show me that you're a good football player by football IQ and those kind of things. Is it really always about the measurables?
Pretty much. I mean,
I think it's 50-50.
Yeah, the play throughout the entire year.
Yeah,
matters, of course.
Yeah.
And then you have to see what they test out as measurements.
Yeah, I think you know you
get, the play matters more.
That's exactly
it
right.
It does, yeah. but if a guy's amazing and you think he's 6'4" and he comes in at 6'1", it makes a difference. You know.
Yeah.
6'7".
Man, I can agree more on the Cam Boozer thing. Man, I think he's going to be an average NBA player because I think he was a max college player like. It was Shane Battier.
And he got away with murder. And he walked every time he got the ball.
Yeah. He was a great college player because of all the hype around him. I think with him, I think it's going to matter who they put around him. I think they can't put him with just any old thing. They're going to have to build a lot of good players around him. Whereas Acuff, I believe, is going to be the guy that shocks a lot of people in the NBA. I think he's going to be a superstar. He's a dynamic player. I don't think Boozer's a dynamic player. I think he's got good game in a lot of ways, but he is an amazing college player, and I think he's already maxed out there. I think that's what he's. There's nothing that shows me that
I would agree.
He's going to be a 50% three-point.
I don't think he's going to be that good in the NBA.
Nah. I don't. I think he's going to be average or maybe a little bit above average, but not number two, number three pick. Not in my opinion.
All right, last thing before I let you go. Justin knew I was, again, basketball is not my thing, but I kept hearing about, hey, we need to get a big man, a big body guy. It looks like, I guess we never got that.
We do. We need one.
So what happens now? What's the go-to? What's the the alternative?
Well, according to what I've read and researched, the staff is not worried. They have a plan, but every fan is going nuts because
what do you think the plan would be?
You know, we haven't got anybody yet.
Yeah, what was
it? But we are Malik Thomas and Billy Richmond and a big away from being a really scary team. Now, those are a lot of ifs, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Joe?
I don't know that you get either one of those back. Mm-hmm. But if you get even one of them back and you get a really good big, I mean, you're going to be pretty salty.
Joe, you agree?
Yeah. Matt, I think all those things are great points. I think we're two bigs away from having a really good team.
Ideally two really bigs. Team. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but I've seen Malik Thomas mocked at number 23, as high as number 23,
right,
and as low as second round, even early mid second round. So I think he came in a little undersized. I think they thought he was
6'5". Yeah, he's
6'3". 5'4".
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which could hurt him.
So that's going to matter, yeah. And so if he doesn't get the guarantee of the first round, which I think he probably will, but if he doesn't, then it's, you know.
I think he won't.
Championship
I think he's a round two pick.
Yeah,
personally,
that's probably true. But I know that there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to give him just enough to feel confident in it. Even though you're right, I think he probably will go in the second round. I think there's going to be a lot of people in his ear that say you won't. So if you get Malik Thomas back and or Billy Richmond, you've got a stud squad. You've got a no doubt championship team. If you just had average bid, if we just had Malik back.
Two Pringles or two Ewens.
Did you say Utes?
I would take two.
No,
Pringles.
Ewens.
Because I don't think you need the offense in that five spot like you have because you have Muren.
No, you need defense and rebounding.
Malik Thomas.
In my opinion,
you need tough. Yeah, you need defense and rebound. You got plenty of scoring if you get Malik Thomas back and get I can't remember our new guy from Georgia. Is it Wilkinson?
Yeah. Wilkinson.
Jeremiah, yeah. I think. Oh. Wilkinson.
Yeah. They got scoring.
Who was their leading scorer?
Yeah. And you're going to have a lot of options, I think, at guard and wing. Billy Richmond back would be massive for many, many reasons. You can play small, I think, with that squad. You can just play. Hell, you can put them.
Yeah, you could play. You could play Billy at the four, even. Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be ideal, but you know.
Yeah, but you can do it. Those guys are. I think that's the talented squad as anybody else. Louisville looks like they've run away with the ball right now. In my opinion, they've got stacked.
That's a college super team.
That
is.
It's ridiculous.
That is an amazing squad.
Yeah, but two of their best players are Carter Knox and
he may be like DJ. Their seventh best player.
DJ
went to.
My point is,
DJ went to Maryland.
Okay, I thought he went to Louisville also.
Louisville's really good.
Listen to these two country music artists chopping it up. Hey, they're not chopping up music. They're chopping up Razorback basketball.
Chop, chop, belly,
right.
Belly.
So, Joe, the next time we talk to you, hopefully the Razorbacks will be gearing up to host a Super Regional. Hogs will have taken care of business against Kentucky. And then also, too, by the time we talk to you next week, hopefully the Razorbacks will be in the mix for national championship for golf. The ladies are doing that right now, so... always good to always good to chop up Razorback talk with you. Love this stuff right here. We're going to go to break with this too.
Damn right,
Joe, thanks for everything. Have a great weekend,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Joey.
Thank you guys. Good talking to y'all. Whoop big.
Go Hogs. All right, we'll come back and visit with our man Trey Schaap. This is so good. Take us a break. And Roger, you can sing along with this if you want to.
I love it. Nah, it's too good.
And apparently, was Akri taking shots at us in the Limericks thing yesterday? Did we hear that? Somebody said that?
I didn't get a chance. I wanted to call in, but we were doing that thing, so I didn't have a chance.
Well, we've got his former producer. We're very blessed to have that. We're going to let him sing a little bit when we come back, too. Don't go away.
Oh, yeah, let's start this over again. Get on out of here on the dang old dang.
I hear you on the radio. I sure did like your sound. Say it's good to know there's still a few old country boys around. From the smoke, it's hard to tell what's coming.
Carson Brumbaugh joins the zone each week courtesy of Pinnacle Parties, bounce houses, tents, tables, and everything in between. Take your party to the Pinnacle. Find them online at pinnacleparties.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the NBA Draft Combine, Billy Richmond's measurables were released as he came in at about 6'6 without shoes and 6'8 wingspan. He recorded a 41-inch vertical as well. Trent Brazil came in at 6'9 and a half with a nearly 7'4 wingspan and a 9'1 standing reach, good for 12th in the class. He also recorded a 41.5-inch vertical. That's tied for 5th best in the class. Darius Acuff came in first in the 3/4 court sprint out of all players while also doing well in shooting drills. Scrimmages at the Combine start today. Acuff and Malik Thomas will not be participating in those. Brazil and Richmond will. Coverage can be seen on ESPN2 at 1. And the Arkansas Travelers lost Game 1 to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 9-4 yesterday. Radio coverage for Game 2 can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. First pitch is set for 7:05. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a mostly sunny and warm Wednesday. A high of 83 in Little Rock with a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear tonight, a little cool. We'll drop down to 53. Still a warm day, but not as warm tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 80. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. It's Wednesday. Rick Schaefer and I will be joined by Neil Atkinson from Bed Saracen. Go around the horn with Kevin Bohannon, thanks to the Central Arkansas Chevy dealers. Chat with Bart Reed, thanks to Martin Orthopedics. And talk with NFL agent and guru, Chris Turnage. Tune in from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Quick question, Arkansas. Did you know that across the country about 92% of folks are wearing their seatbelts? But here at home, that number drops to around 80%. It only takes 2 seconds to click your seatbelt into place. Just two. But those couple of seconds could be the most critical ones of your entire life. Why? Because if you're riding without a seatbelt, you're not only gambling with your own life, but also the lives of those riding with you. Here's the hard truth. In 2022, half of all the people who died in vehicle crashes weren't buckled up. Wearing your seatbelt is hands down the most effective way to reduce the risk of death or serious injury in a wreck. That's why every single time I get into a vehicle, whether I'm behind the wheel or just riding along, I fasten my seatbelt. Not most of the time, every time. No excuses. I'm throwing down the challenge. Will you do the same? Because this isn't just about safety, it's about smarts. It's common sense. And here's the good news. Nearly 15,000 lives are saved each year because people chose to buckle up. That number could someday include you or someone you care about. So let's step it up, Arkansas. I'm strapped in. Are you? Click it. Don't risk it. Seatbelts save lives.
Spring is here, but if you're still feeling exhausted with no sex drive, it may be time to head down to Low T Center. Y'all, 1 in 4 men have low testosterone. Book a free T test at Low T Center. Choose self-pay or insurance and have it shipped directly to your door. Head to lowtcenter.com. That's lowtcenter.com to book your appointment today.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking?
with Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are two lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
If only Baz would have allowed you to see
good
him live.
Good work in the left hand.
I know. I'm going to make that right, Justin.
I mean, you have to.
I will.
You don't listen to my preaching bomb.
What you going
to
do? What you going to do, girl?
I'm going to make it right, here, Roger. Oh, this is this, yes.
Give me just one more last chance.
All right, 9:37, running a little behind here. Trey Schaap joins us in the studio. Good morning, Trey.
Morning, guys.
What up, Tripper?
I'm so excited to be on the number one morning
show. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Trey. Appreciate it, man.
Can I say this to you?
What's that?
Let me tell you something, my good friend. You are a tremendous lead-in to us on Friday mornings with?
Yes, Justin.
From the short grass.
Thank you.
From the short grass.
Appreciate that.
What's going on? You got a special guest Friday?
So, it came out today.
Yeah, right.
But it will air Friday morning, 5:30. Part one with Steve Melnick.
Melnick.
So I've heard the name. He won the U.S. AM, won the British AM, turned professional, then got his amateur status back, went to the University of Florida, played golf for them, won their first national title in any sport.
What year was that?
1959, 56 or 59. I can't remember the exact date. So, funny quick story. They were playing out in Las Cruces, New Mexico for the national championship.
I don't know where Las Cruces
when their
is.
Golf coach called the AD back and said, "Hey, we won." The AD said, "What did you win?" AD didn't realize that they just won the national championship.
Wow,
and now you have athletic directors that hop on a private jet to get to Carlsbad, California to see their teams potentially win a national title.
Well, so what's your connection? What did you have him on the short grass?
So he's broadcasted from Augusta National for the Masters.
Gotcha.
Broadcasted British Opens on ABC and ESPN for so long. And now he has currently been broadcasting SEC golf championships, the women's and the men's. So I went down to the men's SEC golf tournament a couple of weeks ago.
Gotcha.
And Peter Burns helped me get Steve Melnick. And so two parts with him this week and next week.
Okay. Yeah. And you got the PGA.
Championship begins tomorrow from Aronimink Golf Club.
Aronimink.
Outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And is Scheffler the favorite?
I would think.
Aronimink.
What?
How would Double R pronounce that?
Aronimink.
Who will?
That's Aronimink.
Who is your favorite to follow now? Is it Scheffler because he always wins?
Scheffler's good. He's really good. I will tell you this interesting story with the PGA Championship is you have 20. PGA club professionals that are in the field. They get in by playing in a play-in tournament, so to say, their PGA Professionals Championship. The top 20 of those get in. It was held at Bandon Dunes this year, and so 20 PGA pros get to play in the PGA Championship. Of course, that was John Daly's first.
Yeah, he was
major win.
Well, he was the ninth alternate, right?
Yeah, the last one to get in drove overnight.
Still didn't want sure if he was going to get it. That's right.
Used Nick Price's caddy the whole week and ended up winning.
That's a great story. It's one of the greatest stories in sports.
Was that the U.S. Open?
No, no, that PGA. Was the PGA Championship.
He hates the U.S. Open, man.
PGA Championship used to be in August, and they've moved it to where it's in middle May now.
Yeah. Do you of all the four majors, how do you stack them up? You go Masters one, or do you go British Open first?
The Masters doesn't move to a different course. The Open Championship, U.S. Open, PGA, they move to different courses. So,
right.
Prestige-wise, I would think either the U.S. Open or the British Open would be one. I would think the Masters would be right there behind those, and then PGA Championship.
Did you hear Jamie Daly's brother John yesterday say he hates the U.S. Open?
Yeah, he hates the U.S. Open.
They try to
make it so tough.
He says it's too tough.
Yeah. And I think some agree with that. Steve Melnick tells me a great story.
Well, you have to agree with, I'm sorry, but when John Daly or champions like that say that, it's not a personal thing.
No. They're trying to identify the best golfer. Well, right. Okay, but you
Trey,
don't
make they make the rough
yes.
like ridiculous
yes.
during the
Thick.
U.S. Open? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
You know what we need to do? Listen, we're coming up with some new ideas. We're not going to rest on our laurels of this number
Strip
one
golf.
Rating. It's no. It's having a chance to play a round of golf with Trey Schaap.
Yeah, I always want to. I consider him my golf coach.
And he has to talk in Schaap AI
really?
The whole time.
Oh, really?
If
hey,
Roger
where are we going to play?
I don't know.
Are you going to get us on a course somewhere?
Here's the thing.
Y'all are going to Augusta next year, you have connections.
Exactly. Oh, that's a great point. But we have run into several guys here lately who have come and we've popped up, and Baz has noticed that Star Trek Alosha.
Oh, yeah. The lotion, you see the A on there.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's the lotion.
Yeah. How about that? What we got to do to get in there?
You got to know someone.
Listen, I'll go get
Baz is getting you to Augusta now.
Listen, they don't let me in there. I'm going to get a hold of that TikTok girl.
Justin's asking, how many times have you played a lotion?
I've played it 3 times.
Oh, boy.
Same. It's ridiculous.
It is so
beautiful.
So
we got to give a shout out to Mike Kokut, who was at Corky's yesterday.
Yeah, he was at Corky's yesterday. He was glad to see you guys.
Good to see Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
He's doing well.
Yeah, he had taken a fall and
had some medical issues. He was supposed to go on our guys' trip last week up to Branson and could not go. So.
Yeah. Justin, I don't know if you, what's the name of that course that you played up there in Branson?
We played Paynes Valley. We played Ozarks National.
It's in Branson.
And we played Buffalo Ridge. Oh, Cliffhangers, the par 3 course.
Justin, it came out that there's a cliff. The hole comes out of the cliff.
A waterfall.
Now, is that all man-made?
I'm sorry. I thought you asked Justin, where's the course you played up there? I've never played up there.
I didn't know if you'd played any of those courses, but they look beautiful.
Yeah,
right?
No, I've not.
You can go to From the Short Grass on YouTube. There are a couple of videos there that put together.
I don't know what
trip,
you guys did up there on this past week.
Well, there were some videos.
Joe Klein was.
He didn't respond to us at all.
What was he doing?
I think he had his phone turned off.
He did. Yeah. Look at you.
Well, yeah, but he's got a bat phone.
Oh, he does? Well, I don't know where the bat phone is.
What's his nickname to you?
What's the best round of golf that Trey Schaap's ever shot?
Well, it depends on what course, because I shot a 59 at War Memorial one time. It was a par 64.
That's okay. I know. We all play. We'll play War Memorial. Okay, not War Memorial. What's the best at a normal golf?
Yeah, but 5 under is ridiculous, Trey.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
if you put 3 rounds together, it's the year I won the Maumelle Classic. 66, 74, or 67, 74, 67.
So at the toughest course, you've shot in the 60s.
What happened with the 74?
I was 2.
No,
under.
I don't mean that
no,
bad.
Seriously.
I'm just curious.
Seriously, here's the story.
You shot in the 60s twice.
I was 2 under, standing in 16 fairway. I hit my approach shot into the green. Weather warning, lightning
like
all
you're
around.
Defensive.
We have to go in. We stop. I come back out. I make a bogey on that hole. Wind's blowing on 17 over the water, about 204. I go short into the water, make a double, and then I bogeyed 18. There's the story on 74.
You still won the green jacket. You won the green jacket.
I mean, I would have been thrilled with a 74.
Yes.
I'm just curious.
Yes.
I was disappointed.
With you.
You were disappointed with a 74.
Disappointed.
Listen,
oh
when
gosh,
I showed
disgusting.
Trey Schaap a 35-year-old, horrible gripped 7-iron a few years ago.
I said, it's time to get
and
some
I,
new
well,
clubs.
Exactly. Thank you. And thank you to Summerwood Sports. Because I couldn't hit him. Well, man, his club sucks. It blows. I was trying to play off that I was terrible at golf. He took that 7-iron from 35 years old with a bad grip and knocked it well over $1.50.
Okay, we've just added something to our Summer of Adventure.
Summer of Adventure.
Somebody said, I will donate a kidney for the opportunity to play a lotion with Trey.
Oh, wow.
We know about that. Here's the one. I would absolutely love to play with Trey and talk all things sports and all life stories and lessons
learned.
Man,
a lotion is
yeah, we're not getting Trey in one of our lessons.
Special.
We can't. Why can't we?
Oh, okay. All right. Whoa.
Is there going to be a contest for that?
I mean, you
know people, man.
I know. We do. We do at Summer of Adventure.
Yeah, but they know that. Listen, well, they look at my background.
Here's the deal. I am going to London in a couple weeks.
And I know who you are. You know who's over there.
You're the ambassador over there.
Are you going to see the ambassador?
No, I'm not going to see the ambassador.
You don't have a meeting
set up
with
not.
Him?
No, I do not. Do you see where he lives over there, the ambassador?
Wow.
Holy cow.
He was in the States not too long ago.
Yeah.
He was here for the Masters.
Talk about Warren Stevens, who owns a lotion. Yeah.
The dinner with King Charles.
Yeah, I know.
He got to go to that.
All right, well, let's talk about it. We'll add it to the Summer Adventure for a round of golf with Trey somewhere. We'll all go out and do it together. We'll figure out a good place to do it. Yeah. Justin can join us.
We've played Mystic Creek. That's a long haul. We'd have to get a hotel and stay.
Yeah,
down
we're talking about Little Rock.
I know. Yeah. We could get a hold of the brothers
in Pulaski County.
We know some people that own hotels.
That was a great battle between Basil and Moore in that competition.
Listen, I have photos.
Yeah, Bass played good.
I'll tell you this: if we get a lotion, Justin Moore will be there.
Yeah, we can make that work. Look at that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Boom! We've added the Summer Adventure, and Justin, I'm going to ask you about NASCAR. We're trying to see if we can work out a date for a NASCAR race.
Wow,
so we shall see.
Okay.
All right. All right, don't go away. We'll be back in just a second. 947. Thanks, Trey.
On the short grass. Good Friday.
Show every day. We'll help someone along their way.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver with a question for you. Does pain in your back, knees, elbows, or other joints have you saying no to doing the things you love? No golf, no pickleball, no basketball, no long walks? That's what chronic joint pain does. It starts deciding your life for you. You know what I'm talking about? Crippling joint pain that dictates your day and steals your independence. Too many people like you are told to live with it, rely on pills, or accept invasive surgery as the only options. Well, I've got good news for you. QC Kinetics can help you say yes to the life you want. QC Kinetics offers regenerative treatments that use healing agents from your own body to help revitalize damaged joint tissue. And instead of just masking the symptoms, their treatments address the root cause of the pain. I'm talking about long-lasting relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Take the first step toward a pain-free life by scheduling a free consultation with QC Kinetics. Tell them Christian Weaver sent you. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159. 501-393-1159.
Golf is a game of precision and power. Every detail matters. The same must be true for luxury. Genesis delivers with every stroke of craftsmanship, every stitch of quality, and every surge of performance. During the Genesis Signature event, get 0.99% financing on a new GV80 or GV70. Experience the Genesis GV80 or GV80 Coupe for yourself at Genesis of Conway.
The future of luxury today.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-9336. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-9336. That's 800-444-9336. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-9336.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
The 6th Annual Pulaski County Fair, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, is returning to the banks of the Arkansas River in North Little Rock, May 15th through May 24th. Rides, games, novelties, art vendors, plenty of food, and cold beer. Fun for the whole family right on the Arkansas River. $5 at the gate. Kids 10 and under get in free. For information, visit PulaskiCountyFair.net, and we'll see you at the fair. Hurry and get your discounted ride wristbands now for just $22 through May 15th at the North Little Rock Tourism Office.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
But then I'll sleep, you know, unless I got to get up and do the radio. I'll sleep until... Nola, stop.
If you have a milkshake, and I have a straw, and my straw reaches across the room and into your milkshake, I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
You know, it's such a weird scene. It's such a disturbing end of the movie. Christian nails that. That is Daniel Day-Lewis.
What's the name of the movie, Christian?
There Will Be Blood.
Roger, okay.
It is such a disturbing movie.
It is just there's nothing I like. I would never watch that movie again unless somebody paid me. Roger, you've got to watch it. I've already watched Bronx Tale, which I'd never seen. I've never seen American Gangster. I watched that this week. Please put, I want you to see if you agree with Justin and me that it's just...
What was the other one you wanted to
watch? Well, there was another one that you had not seen. I can't remember.
Agree with us on which one?
There Will Be Blood, that it just...
It's disturbing. It's disturbing.
Yeah. Let's get this thing over with. Hey, don't forget, Ryan Silverfield's going to be over at the Rail Yard, which is a place downtown. It's not hard to find. It's right around from Heifer... and the Clinton Library, you can Google it and find it. But you got to go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com to get the ticket. $16 a ticket. Take your kids, whoever, go by yourself. You get your picture with Coach, shake his hand, ask him a question. I believe it starts at 6. So Tusk will be there. The cheerleaders will be there. Justin, you did see the picture that I sent of how big that Tusk was? That I gave the apple
to?
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Man, that is a big Razorback. It is... You know, like I said, Keith wasn't the biggest fans of those, but boy, they look it. I'm gonna tell you, you look at the size of that with me and my mouth there. Whoo!
Massive animal.
Hey, Coach was willing. Coach, okay, I'll take a look at it. We'll see.
He did. So, look for an apple in his pocket.
Justin Akery joins us. Good morning, Justin. How are you,
gentlemen?
What's the word?
Nothing. What's
Thunderbird?
Thunderbird.
What's the price? What? Two dimes twice. And what's the taste?
Keep it going.
School pace.
Keep it going. How was your limerick contest yesterday?
That was quite good.
Did you have a winner?
Can you give me a little more ear action?
Give it to you. You know what?
Can you recall the winner off the top of your head?
Oh, no, I can't remember the actual poem, but it was about NIL. It was good.
Okay.
It's talking about we used to be loyal, and it was good. And now it's like, you know, these teams I don't know I'm rooting for. So, yeah, it was really, really well done. I'd have to look it up and see if I could find it, but it was good.
What's going on the show today?
Let's see. Well, it's a what the hell Wednesday, so we got actually some fun stories that are a little off the wall. People do the craziest things. Joe Klein's in studio. Bobby Swofford's coming up from the AAA softball and baseball championship time, so we'll talk about that. And then we've got what's on tap, thanks to Flyway Brewing, and a whole lot more. We'll talk about the NBA last night. A lot of significant deaths.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I saw that. We had mentioned about the...
A lot of significant births today, though.
Who?
Richie Valens?
Yeah, we didn't get to
Stevie
any of the
Wonder
today.
Yeah. Harvey Keitel. Jim Jones?
Harvey Keitel?
Jim Jones, the Kool-Aid guy?
Yeah,
that's it. That's unfortunate that he was born today. Would have been nice if he was never born at all.
Well, you know what? If you had a hot tub time machine and you saw little baby Jim Jones.
Well, big at QOD. If you go back in time, who would you kill?
That's right.
We mentioned Ambassador Warren Stevens.
You'd have to Corliss.
Hitler's out.
Hitler's out.
So then we get to like Stalin and.
Whoa! I don't know.
Significant NBA deaths, though, is what you were talking about.
Well, that too, and then there was one significant one from the entertainment this morning.
Oh,
if you didn't see it, I'll tell you about it later.
This morning?
Yeah, that's right.
We mentioned Warren Stevens being the ambassador to the UK.
I thought he was dead. You scared me. We're talking about death. You're thinking about Boeing.
There's another ambassador having a birthday today. He's our so-called ambassador.
So-called ambassador.
So-called ambassador. Do you remember
for Arkansas? So-called.
Dennis Rodman birthday today.
Who was it? North Korea.
North Korea. I remember that deal. Oh my gosh. How crazy
Trump
was that?
Trump sent him.
Christian, you love the NBA the most. Where does Dennis Rodman rank in being, you know, one of the greatest rebounders of all time?
He's arguably the greatest rebounder of all time.
Size per numbers, like
He's 6'7", and he was grabbing those amount of boards. I mean, the other one's Moses Malone. He was a great rebounder.
Yeah, he was.
Michael Cage,
also a great rebounder.
Arkansan. Yeah.
And Rodman used to talk about it was position and effort, right? That was sort of his thing. What did you say, 6'7"? Is that what he was?
Yeah.
Is that not crazy? Boy, remember those days? If you go back and watch the Chicago Bulls story, documentary.
Listen, he was all. He wore a wedding dress. Who was he married to?
Carmen Electra.
Madonna.
Were they married? He wore a wedding dress, but I think that was something else.
Oh, I thought he was married just briefly.
I thought it was.
They might have been. I don't remember if they were actually tied.
You had Moose yesterday, your new guy.
Yeah, how'd that go?
How'd that go?
Did you receive well? It takes a while to build chemistry.
All right, so here's the thing. Now a lot of people want to know, have you announced a new co-host with you?
Well, don't you think you would know if I'd announced a co-host?
No.
Whoa.
We had to find out who it was. You know, from people outside this building. I want to know because I couldn't listen.
I can't help
yesterday.
That people talk that speak out of school. That's not my business.
It's not your business.
No, I can't control people from talking.
Moose
live in America. You can do what you want.
Moose, no, you can't.
Moose has been in the business a long time.
It went great. It was fun, and Coach Kelly's great. I wish Coach Kelly didn't.
Yeah,
have,
he's been a. Coach
I wish he had nothing else to do because he'd be awesome. He would have been. He would have been a great guy.
He's a talker.
He is.
He's a suitor.
He's opinionated.
He don't know how to pronounce Poe.
He don't know how to. Pronounce Poen?
So. I think he's corrected that though, Justice.
Okay, listen.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about the celebrity that's dead. The sports. Give me a hint.
It's from a well-known '80s movie.
He did it on purpose. He said Poen, knowing it was Poen.
Poen.
And your co-host, you will announce. When is this? I want to know.
Probably Friday.
Whoa!
Okay. There you go. There's the scoop.
There's your scoopy scoop.
Roger, well
thanks
done.
Thanks for sharing that.
Justin, well done. Christian, back great show. We'll be back tomorrow in studio. Gonna go by. We'll have a good visit with Coach today down at the rail yard.
Great time with him on the show. Yeah. You can listen to that.
And then we figure out the story on Hey Jude. We know it. Now we got to change it. Now we got to get it changed. Don't go away. Zone's up next. 10 o'clock.
Folks, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up, and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price, and there's